This is the official podcast for casual anime fanatics. On today's episode, we're discussing the highly anticipated anime called Solo Leveling. This is episode 2, titled, If I Had One More Chance. Hello anime fans and welcome to That Anime Podcast for casual anime fanatics, where we talk all things anime in a fun and uncensored fashion for your listening pleasure. I'm your host Jordo, and here with me as always is my co-host and kin, the baby brother Brennan, to talk about Solo Leveling Episode 2. And we've got a winter storm going on outside. It's looking like schools are already getting canceled, I know, the local schools, so...
I didn't know there was even school tomorrow. They're not out of school for Martin Luther King Day tomorrow. I don't know.
They are, but they're already, like, I know Broken Arrow is already getting canceled for Tuesday.
Tuesday, yeah. It's just cold as shit, too. So whenever it's like 5 degrees out, well, less than that in the morning, too.
0 degrees.
Yeah,
zero degrees right now, I think.
You can't send the kids out to the bus stops, and I think that's usually part of it, too. Like, there's always going to be ice and the kids are going to freeze.
Yep. It's a great day for recording, though.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
It's nice, too, because whenever there's snow all over the ground, it makes everything brighter because the light's reflecting off everything.
Yeah, it is
pretty cool.
Decently bright in here with no lights on, but straight sun, it'll be brighter. But yeah, it makes for a nice ambience, I guess.
Yeah, gotta love the light, especially when it gets dark this early. But thank you everybody that responded in the Discord saying that you would like to continue doing the talks on a weekly episode basis for Solo Leveling. So here we are, episode 2. It was up in the air last week, back by popular demand. It looks like a lot of people actually ended up listening to the first episode, so I think that this is going to be a popular show. And I will say... Episode 2 was leaps and bounds better than the first episode. Would you agree, Brennan?
Yeah, it was. Not that and we talked about it last week, if you listened to the last one, like, it was a good first episode, just didn't, like, really set up anything that we haven't seen before. Felt reminiscent of a lot of anime, but, you know, there's a reason they do that, so, you know, you set it up, you know, people like this style, but yeah, this episode definitely brought in the wow factor. Hard to say when you're watching it, but it kind of felt like one of those episodes that'll be, like, looked back at and remembered as, like, a, you know, a pretty great, you know, within that first 5 episodes of an anime where you can kind of make something crazy happen. I feel like this one will be remembered in that vein.
Yeah, it's like for Hunter x Hunter, I always think back to when they're doing that jog through the tunnels.
You thought
and,
that shit...
Killua breaks out. That's just, whenever I think of Hunter x Hunter, that's literally what I think about, is everybody going on a run.
Yeah, I mean, it was cool. That's not really what I was thinking. I was just thinking more so like Attack on Titan, or I don't know, I can't think of any other. It kind of just like, early on, really had like a wow episode.
You don't think that freaking Hunter x Hunter, everybody going for a run?
The Hunter,
for the Hunter license was a wow?
I mean, it was cool. Like, I liked it. I mean, like... I didn't think like the Naruto or Dragon Ball Z had like a wow first 5 episodes either. It's more of a, I feel like more of a modern thing where they try to get you hooked in early, and you almost have to too because of how competitive, you know, anime is and how many different shows are coming out. But also it's like when you have the manga or manhwa in this case backing it, it's probably not as big of a deal because if the manga sales are there, you know, people are going to watch it.
I want to know how the hell this statue was, like, this creepy ass smile was trending before this freaking anime even got the adaptation. Like, you know what I'm talking about? Like, I've seen this thing and I had no idea what it was from.
Yeah.
How is this possible? How was this shit trending? Like, the animation of it already
was there
trending?
Like a trailer maybe that had that in there, or like maybe. They clipped it from the manga. Sometimes they release like colored editions of the
maybe
first chapters and shit.
A trailer.
Yeah, but I know what you mean.
it's just crazy because I feel like I've seen that creepy ass smile like hundreds of times already, but I never knew what it was from, and here it is. Like,
yeah, I don't know. I know Colton was trying to say last week, like, he remembered it from like certain memes. I didn't really know what he was talking about, but yeah, that smile felt familiar, but I couldn't, like you're saying, think like, where have I seen this before? Is it meme or trailer, or if it's just like reminiscent of something else, like that evil smile.
Golly, it was one of the more, arguably one of the most evil, sinister smiles I've ever seen in anime.
Yeah, I can't think of any of
it. Really is.
Off the top of my head that are worse. Maybe
I got nothing else.
The JJK characters. Like pure, they're like pretty creepy sometimes. Not the bad guys,
well,
the good
guys.
Well,
most bad guys don't smile like that, and if they are bad guys, they end up turning good. Like this thing seemed like just pure evil. Which was really, I mean, they did a great job of animating this creepy-ass smile, because it definitely hit you.
Yeah, I was, I think this episode's going to sell a lot of people that were, but I don't even really know that it needed to be sold. I just feel like there's so much hype going into it. Like, if you crashed Crunchyroll week one, like, the audience is already there. Like, nobody was thinking about dropping it after last week, but it definitely,
yeah.
If you're like a more obscure, I don't know, anime watcher, and you just downloaded Crunchyroll like a month ago, and you don't listen to like podcasts or keep up with news, and they're promoting it, and you watch it, you're probably gonna be like, holy fuck, I gotta keep watching this. But for, you know, any person who's been a regular anime watcher, it's not like they needed this episode, but like, it was good as shit.
Yeah,
like, I love these kind of crashing episodes of animes.
Speaking of crashing Crunchyroll, I know we've talked about in past episodes, but I'm still convinced that they want to hype up the big shows by like scheduling a crash. Like I'm almost positive that Funimation. There's no way that they don't plan for, like, I think that at the very least they plan for the crash and they could probably prevent it, but they're like, no, let it crash. It's good. It's good.
I think
it's
more so to do with like this thing is got to be such a cash cow for them. There's literally like no money going put into the user interface or the servers or anything like that. But I agree 100%. They know it's going to crash. Like they know, like, okay, if X amount of,
yes,
they've had years of it happening. Like they know, like, if X amount of people try to watch this at the same time, it's going to overload our servers and crash it. And they,
yeah,
you know, no leading up to it. This is for sure going to get that. They're like, oh, well, we'll just let it happen because no one's canceling their memberships. They don't have like a huge competitor. I think the only thing they really got to spend money on is like the licensing of the anime. Like they're not really putting anything else into like tech dudes, like updating the system or anything, it seems like. So
yeah, they uploaded it and it's available for everybody worldwide. Like it's not like they could do like a staggered, like, okay, in North America, we're going to drop it at this time, and then 15 minutes later, we're going
to
drop it,
yeah,
in,
but then someone would have
South
to,
America.
So the thing is, someone would have to write some code for that, and they'd have to get paid for it, and that's what they don't want to,
yeah,
do. Yeah, it's definitely,
like, they'll just let the shit crash.
Yeah, it'd be like if you're making, if you had some business, and you're making like $10,000 a day, and if, you know, you invested $30,000, you could make $12,000 a day, but you're just like, oh, I'm cool with the 10. I'm just gonna keep how it is.
Yeah, and it's,
cannot
it's
give,
just
not
very
give
easily
the
avoidable.
Use. Yeah, it is.
Like, think,
you know,
about how many people worldwide were watching Game of Thrones. Like, think about this.
Well, that's on,
and it never,
yeah,
crashed.
I mean, you could just say like Stranger Things on Netflix. I know for a fact when that next season comes out, way more people are gonna be binging that shit all day, and they're completely,
yeah,
fine.
And it doesn't crash.
So it is something they could, yeah, do. Not it, that they have the money backing that. I mean, they got Sony backing them. They got some money to play around with, but. Yeah, it's definitely a choice. It's a choice not to fix the crashing thing. And I'll be honest, I think out of all the times that it's crashed, I've only ever been affected by it once, and I can't remember what show it was for, where I, like, it wouldn't let me watch it. And I think I just waited, like, 4 hours, and I was good.
It was Attack on Titan.
Yeah, it may have been. Not this season, but
it was
the first final
season. It was the part two. Yeah. It was the final season, part three, part two. Because there were three parts to the final season, part three, and the second one was the one that Colton was telling us it was up, and I'm like, I'm not seeing it. Like, it's not up, and it's because it was crashed.
Yeah, it's not been too big of a problem for me, just because I watch stuff same day, but I've never been like, minus a few times, like, all right, I know this shit comes out 3 p.m. stateside, like, I'm about to be on. So,
well, if this is your first time ever tuning in, welcome to That Anime Podcast. For the next several weeks, we're going to be providing weekly podcast episodes with some deep discussions in a spoiler-free format for this manhwa-turned-anime called Solo Leveling. If you like what you hear and end up tuning in every week, we invite you to write us up a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and or Spotify. Please know that these reviews are a great way for us to reach more casual anime fanatics just like you. So, episode synopsis for this one is Jinwoo, and sometimes they call him Jinwoo, and sometimes they call him
Sung.
It's like, pick one.
I think it's just,
I don't,
like,
know why it bothers me.
I think
but.
It's just like who you are. I feel like the girl calls him Jinwoo, but then like the older people call him Sung.
Yes,
because like you were saying, they use honorifics, but they're using the Japanese honorifics from what I think I remember, like Kun and Chan, aren't they?
That's and what San. I was noticing too.
So I don't think it's like, mm-hmm. I think, you know, it's still in the Japanese language, so.
Yeah, they're definitely using the Japanese language.
Besides the
name.
So
here's the synopsis. Jinwoo and his party appear to have cleared a low-level dungeon when a hidden path to an unfamiliar temple is revealed. There, they encounter a set of commandments and a group of monsters that cause them absolute despair. So the episode, it picks up right after this statue, the god one, shoots a lava beam from the throne and wipes out a bunch of people. Mr. Song, who's the raid leader, which turns out to be a pretty decent human being, or maybe one of the only decent ones in there. He's like, nobody move. If you do, it'll attack again. Juhi. She's frozen with fear, like just on the ground, frozen with fear. And then Jinwoo is like, Juhi. But he doesn't, this is what's weird. I noted this. So it's translating with the subtitles saying that he's saying Juhi. But the phonics of what he said was Sista. He's like, Sista. So that's like, was that Korean we just heard? Because if her name is Sista, why are we calling her Juhi? I'm like, do you think that that's her last name, possibly?
It could be. I don't know. I didn't catch that. But just in general, and other shows too, like they may even say the first name and it says like dad, or they call them dad. Like they called them Tosa, and it would be like their name written in the subtitles. So I don't know what the case was for that, but
it bothers me. Like,
probably
because
nothing
he could have
too
been
crazy
calling
to
her,
look into.
Yeah, it's just like, don't put Juhi. If he's like, I can hear him say Juhi. He didn't say Juhi. He said Sista.
I mean, it could be Korean.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on here, but Mr. Song says that was a close one. If you hadn't noticed what was happening, we'd all be dead. Didn't you yell because you'd figured it out? So a little acknowledgement here from the raid leader to the lowest. What was his nickname? The worst hunter of all time, yeah, or something?
The weakest hunter of all time, or in the world?
No, the weakest hunter of mankind. That's what it was, of all mankind. Jinwoo says, "No, I didn't figure it out. It just seemed dangerous." And then he noticed that Mr. Song, his arm is missing. Mr. Song says, "If I grit my teeth, it's not too bad. Can you stop the bleeding, though?" And normally he would have asked Juhi to heal him because she's, if you recall, a B-rank healer, which is, you know, two classes from being top tier.
Which is good.
But
solid.
She's still, yeah, she's good. And we also learned that the reason she's even on this mission, because she's B-rank, she could be going on B-rank and A-rank missions. She doesn't, because she doesn't do well under pressure, which is why she's always paired up with our boy Jinwoo. I was thinking, instead of wrapping this arm up, that little lava, like, line where the lava shot was, he could have just leaned over and cauterized that baby.
I mean, yeah, that's always probably the better the better option, to be honest.
I mean, like, I just wonder if your arm got chopped off, I don't know how much of a tourniquet's going to do for you. Like, you're not stopping any blood from coming out.
That's the thing. Like, yeah, that shit would be, like, spraying blood out, like, constantly. Like, yeah, it doesn't matter what if you freaking put rubber bands tied to shit. Like, you got to do something to stop the bleeding.
Yeah.
It was never bleeding that much either.
Just cauterize that baby.
I mean, I know it doesn't bleed like Kill Bill, like those movies, but still, like, it'd be bleeding. And just spray out like a water gun, but
he wouldn't have been able to carry her ass out of there. That's what I know that for certain.
Yeah, it didn't seem to thwart him. I don't know if they have like special healing or like the damage isn't as bad to them because they're guardians or hunters. I mean, but yeah, it didn't seem to. It was kind of just a one off thing, and then it was just a dude with one arm.
It didn't affect him much, but. It could be adrenaline, too. I don't know. That's the thing about when people lose limbs like this in an instant in anime. Like, I know people in real life lose limbs all the time. But you gotta wonder if it's like... I'm sure at first it doesn't hurt. It's probably just the shock of like, holy cow, my arm or my foot is gone. But damn, you gotta imagine it starts hurting after your adrenaline wears off. Like, your freaking limb is just... is gone.
Yeah, I mean, if it didn't hurt as bad with adrenaline, I'm sure he never really got a chance for it to go down, so.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's one of those things where, I don't know, that, just one of those weird conundrums where it's like, how the hell is your arm going to hurt if it's cut off, you know?
Yeah.
Can't feel the shit.
It's very true. Your brain's like, I have no idea what's going on, but something is awry here. Mr. Song, he thinks that this god statue is either A rank, possibly even S rank. As a viewer, I'm sitting here thinking, if this isn't an S rank, I don't know what is. But maybe it's not. Maybe this is some weak shit. Who knows?
Yeah,
who knows?
It's definitely some, not weak shit, but...
It's got to be S, like he said.
I think within like the first 10 episodes, we're going to get introduced. I don't know if it's going to be like Commander Cho or whatever, but we're going to get introduced to somebody just to like show us what the top's like. That would have just absolutely bodied this thing if he was there.
So this place is called the Cartanon Temple, and here are the commandments again. 1, revere God. 2, praise God. 3, prove your faith to God. And then it says, those who do not follow these laws will not leave alive. Okay. And after we hear those, opening song plays. The song is called Level, and you said it was called TXT.
No, that's the band.
It showed
Tomorrow Together.
Band. Yeah, Tomorrow Together. It could just be Tomorrow Together. You may not say the X, though.
I think you do whenever you say, like, when you say TXT, I'm pretty sure you do.
Okay.
Just because I remember when
it's a pretty legit song.
Yeah, I remember when they debuted, and I think that's what they're calling them, but I don't know. I don't really listen to K-pop anymore.
Yeah, so this song, I don't think that it's going to be a legendary opening, I'll say that. It's good, I like it. It's a 9 out of 10, but it's no kickback, you know?
Yeah,
it's just not.
I feel like the ones that are like getting ingrained into like the anime pantheon are like, they're almost like not, they wouldn't work unless they were anime opening songs, I guess, in a way. Like the best ones, or like those really ones that just stick with you because it's like you really associate it. Yeah, because this one does sound like it's a good song, it's a good opening. Like you said,
it's a good standalone song, and that's why it's
exactly.
It's
good. Sounds like a pop song. It's just cool that they, I mean, I'd like to look at the translation because you know they're talking about some solo leveling shit in there. I mean, it's called leveling, but yeah, we always say this about any songs we hear in any movie or anime, but. We'll probably, if it does end up becoming goated, we'll probably take this back in a few episodes as we do.
And that does happen. That happens very, very often. But I don't think that we'll feel that way. It's because we're not saying it's a bad song. We're just saying it's not, it didn't quite reach that mountain that.
Yeah, but it's only.
That specials reached.
Yeah,
and
I just don't want to be too early because I've literally only heard it the 2 times, but because. Jujutsu Kaisen, you know, season 2, the Hidden Inventory, you know, that opening by Tetsuya Kitani, I don't even know what it's called, something blue, but like the first episode, I was just like, they should have fucking got Eve, You know, I was just like, it was a decent song or whatever, but it's just not what it could have been. And then now I'm like, that shit was probably one of the, probably my spoiler for if we, when we have time to do the anime opening, probably like the, my favorite song of the year for anime opening. So
yeah, it is.
This
one
could turn
around. But that one had a good accompaniment of animation with it, like a really good accompaniment.
Yeah, and that's what I was thinking about this one. Like, I don't know, the animation still looks different to me, like in a good way for this show. Even in the opening, like, I don't know if it looks crisper, the color palette they're using, or just something about it just seems different to me. And it could just be the Korean music instead of the Japanese, I don't know. But I was kind of getting the vibes from, like, the opening animation. I was like, this looks pretty good.
Yeah. I haven't been too impressed by the animation yet, but I also haven't noticed that it's like bad, so I think it's like hitting the mark.
Yeah,
like it's not even something I notice.
I guess I haven't, as far as like the show animation go, like, yeah, it looks good, like it looks fine, but yeah, they haven't done like a scene where you're like, holy shit, these dudes were dying, like in MAPPA, you know, or you know, people are losing their lives. Like, it ain't gotten that hype yet, but I hopefully it does. So yeah, TBD on what it's gonna look like when they animate the first big fight.
Yep. So in this opening, there's one part where it looks like he's got some ODM gear. He's like slinging from a building, and he takes down a giant rock golem with his little knife.
What do you think, just because this dude's in the opening and he's like on the cover on Crunchyroll, do you think that older version of like himself is him?
That's what I was going to ask you. Like, is that him, or is that a... Does he get, like, a new character when he starts this new life? That's what I'm...
Yeah, because then, like, I thought it was going to be, like,
real
life.
They keep showing this. It looks like him, but it doesn't look anything like
him
at the
same time. It looks like he hit the gym for, like, 2-3 years and, like, aged up from, like, to, like, 20 years old, you know? Got himself a good haircut.
It looks like when you're creating your avatar for a video game and you try to make them look like you, but you make all of your qualities look better than, like, a little taller, a little buffer,
no, it's
little
like
cooler
on
hairstyle.
On Sword Art Online, like, the first episode, like, yeah, some dudes were, like, whenever they all went to their real selves, like, some hot chicks were turning into fat dudes or whatever, but, like, Kirito and Klein's characters were just, like you're saying, they're just, like, kind of look like them, but they're just, like, 6'2" and kind of muscly. But, yeah, that's kind of what his character build looks like.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I'm sure that we're going to find that out next episode, too, because there's definitely, like, I know on the cover of
he's on
the manhwa,
and I didn't
it's
notice.
Him. It's the better-looking one.
I haven't seen that, but the cover on Crunchyroll is, like, the young one sitting beneath, and then the older one, like, standing above, and I guess last week I never was like, those look like each other. But then the opening this week, I was like, oh, he does get a haircut. Good. But then I saw that at the thing. I was like, oh, shit, that might just be him.
Yeah, my guess is that it is him. And we know just based off the opening, he's clearly going to be better at fighting. Like, he's clearly going to get better. He was struggling with a zombie. He had to jump a goblin to get himself an essence stone. And in the opening, he's taking down giants.
Yeah,
so.
And it's just like... The ending brought, like, the ending song, like, brought me up some questions, too, because then I'm like, is this shit, like, really a video game? Or is that just, like, I don't know, a metaphor or something? Like, they just want to, like, let's do a gaming ending for this. Because other than that, we haven't really gotten any signs, and then, it, like, because I thought that was part of the episode for a second, whenever, like, started the ending, and he was, like, at the TV, I was like, oh, shit, this is a game. So there's a lot of
this could be like a whole Matrix thing, you know?
Yeah,
where these people don't realize that they signed up 10 years ago to go into a virtual reality to mine this essence stone to help save the world, and then when you die or achieve something, you get a new life, or I don't know. But yeah, I think that there is some wow shock factor element to this manhwa that, because obviously it's a great story so far. We're only 2 episodes in.
Yeah,
but there's a clear reason why this manhwa blew up worldwide and got an anime adaptation.
Yeah,
so something's coming that's gonna shock us, and I have no idea what that is. It looks like also in the opening he's gonna get some kind of power where he can suck up things with like an eyeball on the palm of his hand. He's got like a little eye that's, you know, sucking up blood. It sucked up some pink slime at one point. It was doing some things.
It's like some Kirby type shit, like he can absorb people's powers.
I don't know. That's what it looked like. There was a bunch of like skeletons in armor laying on the ground, and he was like sucking up their spirits. So I don't know what kind of power he's going to get.
Maybe that's like how he levels up, you know? He just, whenever you kill something in a game and it blows up and you pick up all the little experience orbs. That's basically what he's doing. That's
like RuneScape, lead some people in the wilderness, take all their shit. You jump their ass and be like, hey, you want to go out in the wilderness and fight some kids?
Well, you want to go out to that graveyard and bury some bones for whatever whatever the hell that levels up.
Your prayer. That levels up your prayer points. Oh, man. Flashback to that stuff. But yeah, he's going to get some powers. I think it's an older version. But yeah, there's still so much unknown here in the opening. But it is a great song. It's called Level by TXT, Tomorrow and Together, for anybody that wants to listen to it. We meet Jinwoo's sister. Her name's Gina, but it's spelled J-I-N-A-H.
Her friend is Gina.
It could be Gina. We don't. Gina. Gina-chan. I think that they said Gina.
No, it probably is. It is Gina, because I think that's how they say the J's are a lot of like Jihoon and stuff. It's not Jinhoon.
Yeah.
Jihoon. So. Gina. I was just from a 40-year-old version when he goes on the speed dates. He's like, Gina? And she's like, it's actually Gina.
Yeah. It's actually Gina. And then Seth Rogen at the end is like, I think, you know, the best girl was actually Gina. So this friend of Gina she's talking shit. She's like, your brother's a hunter, right? And she's like, yeah, why? And she's like, no reason. And then she looks out the window. She's like, I think I can do better than him.
So basically she's about to be his love interest that like is, she's going to come out A or S rank and be rolling with him.
Yeah, I don't even know what the point in that is. Maybe it's that it was telling us, too, that when you're in high school, is his sister in high school still and he's saving for her college, or is she already in college?
High school.
Okay, so maybe you can't take the test to be a hunter until after you graduate.
Yeah, you probably graduate.
Maybe it's just showing us that she's thinking about just becoming a hunter.
I don't know how she would have tested her powers already, or maybe she just knows, like you were saying, just do a couple portals herself just to see what she could do. And she's like, damn, I'm pretty good.
Yeah. Maybe she's just guessing. Maybe she just thinks she's going to be powerful and she's going to go touch that black rock and find out she ain't shit. Who knows? We go back to the Cartanon Temple, and Mr. Song says they've got no way of beating that thing and they need to find another way out. And so this one guy, he laces up his sneaks and he's like, I'm not just going to die here. I finally managed to land a contract with a major guild. I can't afford to bite it like this. He says, I can pull this off. I'm pretty confident in my speed. I'll get to it before it gets me.
Was the door even open, though? Wasn't the door closed? Still,
it wasn't even open.
That's what I'm saying. Where was you going to run, bro?
Dude, this guy.
I mean, I get it. Like, I respect him, like, for believing in his speed. Like, he's pretty quick. He's the fastest character I've seen in the show, so I'm not going to hate. He still died.
He was pretty fast, but it's like, dude, you're pretty confident in your speed, but you're going on D-rank raids, or, you know, C-rank raids. I don't think you're as fast as you think you are. But either way, this dude gets, like, he maybe got 2-3 strides in before he got zapped. Like, absolutely vaporized. And the only thing that doesn't get vaporized are his ankles and feet. Those are the only things that stay behind.
Yeah, I was thinking that What's-His-Name could throw one of those on his if he needed to, is what I was thinking, even though his was still there. I didn't know what her healing powers were, if she would be like good enough to reconnect a leg in a pinch.
Yeah. Yeah, I was wondering that too. It kind of looked like she was regrowing a new foot for him, but then it wasn't attaching and she started coughing up blood, so
yeah,
I think
I figured
it,
after a while,
maybe an S,
like,
rank can.
Yeah, she was definitely just trying to like nub it.
Yeah. Jinwoo, he's sitting there thinking about how this thing could easily wipe them all out, but for some reason it hasn't yet. So he thinks back to the first commandment, revere God. And so he stands up and Mr. Song's like, what do you do? And then he stops and he says, from how you look, you haven't given up on surviving this. So Jinwoo, he stands up. That statue, it starts staring at him and it's about to blast him. But then Jinwoo bows his head and its eyes stop glowing. And this kind of tips it off. Like, he tells everybody, bow your heads towards the statue, please. They all do it. And this is when we get the statue gets a very creepy smile on its face after seeing everyone bow. And even Park, the guy with the curly hair, the curly haired mullet, he says, damn, that's creepy. Which was this was a creepy part, dude. I was like, when I was watching this, I was thinking, what's going to happen when they all bow? And I was not expecting a grin like that. I was just expecting it to be like, good. Now you're all my servants.
He's being pretty, the statue that is being pretty like stoic, you know, especially since like we were being led to believe like he thought that statue thought he was God, you know, you thought he'd be more like good, not like, you motherfuckers are worshiping me.
Yeah, I know. It was really weird. It was very, very weird. And I don't know. Parks, this guy, he thinks they're in the clear now. He's like, oh, guys, we can move around. It's not going to kill us. He's like, yay. And the statue, it's still smiling. It stands up and it starts walking toward all of them. Mr. Song is like, Jinwoo, what do? You have a plan, right? And he's like, no, I don't. But they need to figure it out fast now because it's walking towards all of them. And Jinwoo's like, we have to find a way to praise it because the first one was to revere God. We've done that. We have to find a way to praise it. This guy who studied praise and worship in college thinks that this is his moment. He's like, I got this, guys. He freaking got in front of this thing and started saying a bunch of stuff. None of it worked, clearly. He just gets stepped on. And as he gets stepped on, you can tell that this statue, it was like relieved that he wasn't praising the right way. Like, it wanted to kill these people. It was upset that it didn't get to kill people. That's kind of what I was picking up on.
Yeah, and then Jinwoo said, like, that those type of praises won't work on this type of God. So I think he was, I don't know, I can't really remember, but I feel like he was, like, doing praises to, like, a more traditional, like, you know, like a God that just, like, wants your love. And all that, and like this one wants like your blood.
This one's got some rules. So after this guy gets stepped on, all hell breaks loose. People are running all over the damn place. Park, he makes a run for the door. He's like, I'm out of here. And then the statue behind him with the sword cuts him in half from top to bottom.
It's like, who's not watching that though? Like, that's the first guy that died got killed by one of the other statues. So obviously,
I know, like,
you gotta have eyes on them.
Keep your head on a swivel. These guys, everybody was just so unprepared too. Like, none of them even have any weapons. They're like, Park, where was your weapon? Did you have nothing on you? You got nothing?
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. Jinwoo, he figures out that they need to all run towards the statues holding instruments. So they do. Him and Joo-hee get to one with a drum, but it's not working because he figures out two people can't stand in front of the same one. So he tells her to stay there, and then he makes his way toward the one that sings. And as soon as he leaves her, very ominous music starts playing. So I'm like, oh shit. Is he gonna die before everybody else? But no, he ends up making it, but he escapes death two times and he does end up losing his right foot. He crawls all the way there, and then right when he gets there, the singing starts, and the statue that was grinning heinously sits down with, like you said, a stoic face again, almost like it's like, shit, I didn't get to kill anybody else.
Yeah, and it was just like, are these, like, were those those people, the statues singing, were those the praises he needed? So that's why he did it? Or are they, like, guardian angels against this evil god? It doesn't matter. I was just trying to, you know, figure that out as I went. I mean, it really doesn't matter.
It could praising. Be one.
Yeah, like their music was praising him, and that's why it counted, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I think it was. But it's like, how would anybody figure that out? I think that's why he gets up and starts crushing people, because people run around trying to hide, and it forces them to figure out, like, oh, hey, these ones that play music protect you.
Yeah, I mean, it could... it's definitely something you could come up with, but yeah, under the pressure of death, because if you're really looking around, like, okay, these guys all got swords, like, you know, why are these ones got
this
instruments?
This one's got a tuba.
Like, they're probably not going to beat my head over with this trumpet, so let me go over here.
Yeah, so Kim, they're all safe now. Kim, who's the guy that looks like, this Kim dude looks like he's from Attack on Titan. Like, his character design, he looks just like a character from Attack on Titan. I don't know who,
yeah,
but he
like
does.
One of the fucking scouts, like one of the scouts,
yeah.
Not from the scout regiment, but one of the ODM people from the city who doesn't trust Aaron. Whenever
exactly,
they find
he's
out,
just
yeah,
got like that
one of those dudes,
that stubble on his mustache, like the hair down, skinny. He just like everything about this character design is like, does this guy belong in the show or is he from Attack? What's going on with this guy? But he's pissed. He's calling out Mr. Song, their raid leader, for being careless and leading them into this massacre. And like the good leader we're finding Mr. Song to be, he's actually taking ownership. So when we were introduced to this guy, I was like, oh, this guy's going to be a jackass, you know, because most raid leaders are from other animes. But this guy was actually honorable. Yeah, he effed up by letting them go in here, but God, this was worst case scenario. I mean, absolute worst case scenario. You can't even run from this boss. Like, it's just once you're in, you're in. An altar rises from the ground. They all look at each other and realize a sacrifice is going to have to be made. And Kim, the guy from Attack on Titan, he puts his blade, which looks like one of those freaking ODM blades, up to Mr. Song's throat. And he's like, it's going to be you, you bastard. And Mr. Song's like, listen, I'm not fighting you on that. I agree. I'll do it. We get this monologue from Jinwoo. It takes 7 days for a gate to open up all the way. That's what's called a dungeon break. When that happens, the beasts are able to cross over to the other side. The other objective of raids is to defeat the dungeon boss and shut down the gate before that time is up. Which means if we fail here, that thing will be able to enter our world. So, that's... So, basically, 7 days, they've got to go into these gates when they find them and kill everything in there to get the dungeon break, and it prevents those monsters from that dungeon from coming into the world. So that's, I'm guessing that's a huge parameter for what these gates are. So that's the timeline. We get a quick scene of Gina visiting their mom at the hospital. The mom's, you know, honestly, I've noted that she was looking like All Might, the sick version, just really sunken face, triangle face, being held together by one of those essence stones. But not much to note there. We don't know why she's sick. So the way that this sacrifice works is they all walk into the center, and then they each get a flame that is orange. And then circling all of the orange flames are blue flames. So the blue flames serve as a countdown, and Jinwoo figures out that all of the statues that start walking toward everybody, they stop whenever you're looking at them. So as long as everybody stays and keeps looking at the statues, theoretically, Jinwoo surmises that they'll all make it.
Once the time runs out,
once
which
the
is
time
by the blue
out.
Flames, or was that the red flames? Either
the
way.
The blue flames.
Yeah.
So the first to bail is the girl. She's like, I can't take it anymore. She freaking hightails it out of there. And I was thinking, I didn't think anybody was making it out of this dungeon when I started this episode. So when she got out, I was like, oh shit, this is clever.
Well, I didn't know. For a while, I was like, the first couple people, I was like, they're going to all be dead. Like, they died on the way out. And they were they sacrificed themselves is what I was thinking. But then as it started dwindling down, I was like, oh, okay, like, that is what happened. Well, I don't know if they all could have stayed or what, but either way, like, they're getting the sacrifice as long as one person
yes.
stays. So, I mean, it's still up for interpretation next week. Like, maybe, yeah, those people were
we'll
the sacrifice, and now he's going to get loaded up with some powers from this ritual. But, yeah.
Yeah.
As of now, it looks as if, yes, that Jinwoo was a sacrifice, and they actually did get out.
Uh-huh.
Which is kind of effed, but... You know.
Yeah, no, and the one of the commandments is that those who do not follow these laws will not leave alive. But here we are, and it appears that this girl left alive.
Yeah, but so, I mean, she revered God, and then she worshipped God, and now the sacrifice.
She didn't have faith, though.
She's given up the sacrifice, yeah. Just not herself.
True.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of them are dead, but I feel like it'd also be good
so
for
she bails.
Jinwoo or Juhu to live.
Oh, Juhi.
Yeah, and Song, because we kind of know them now, and it's like,
yeah,
he's kind of sacrificed himself, so it kind of suck if they just died.
I know, it would. So the next person to bail is the dude with the yellow beanie. And this dude, it was one thing for the girl to bail, because she was like going out on a limb, like risking it, like, I can't take it. She didn't know if she was going to make it out, but she did. This guy with the beanie is a piece of shit, because he drops Jinwoo, who can't stand. He's got one leg, one foot, just drops him. And just makes a run for it. He hightails it out of there, makes it out too.
Yeah, I like that. I just feel like that's exactly...
That's realistic.
Yeah,
very
people,
realistic.
Especially, they don't really know him like that. And it's like, shit, she got out. As soon as one person gets out and you know you got a dude with a effed up leg who ain't making it out, like, everybody's fucking dipping. Like, deuces.
Oh, yeah. Jinwoo says, don't! You can't move. If anyone else leaves, we'll have blind spots. So at this point, it's just Kim, Song, Joo-hee, and Jinwoo. As long as we keep our eyes on the statues and don't move, we'll be safe. The blue flames are a timer. When they're all gone, we'll make it out. Kim says, isn't there a chance we'll be trapped in here once they go out too? I'll be honest, I didn't expect you, our weakest member, to pull off as much as you've managed. The only reason we're alive at all is thanks to you. Then he starts crying. But I've got family waiting for me. I can't die just yet. I want to make it home alive. I can't take this anymore. I'm sorry. And they don't show him leaving, actually. We always see after he says I'm sorry is Jinwoo basically hitting his fist against the concrete altar that he's sitting against. So now it's just him, Joo-hee, and Song. And all the statues are moving toward them again because they don't have enough people to hold them off now. They got blind spots. Mr. Song offers to stay first. He's like, you guys got a lot of life left to live. Get out of here. And at first it seems doable, but Joo-hee, her legs give out because she was trying too much to heal Jinwoo. So now Jinwoo is like, you guys get out of here. I can't carry her out. She can't carry me out. The only way you can save Joo-hee is to carry her out. And, I mean, Mr. Song, he's a noble guy, but he knew what he had to do. He gives a quick judo chop to the back of
some would argue Joo-hee's neck. That's the most anime thing you can do, some would argue, is hit a girl in the back of the neck to knock her out for her own good.
I know. I wonder if that's... I know it's based on, like, real people being able to do that, but, like, do you think anybody alive today can pull one of those off and just knock somebody out like that?
I mean, shit, you have to do it pretty fucking hard. It's just like in the anime. In the anime, it's always just like they just tap them and like hit a pressure point or something, and they're just like, oh.
But, yeah, I always wonder, like, damn, if this is possible, why aren't more people busting this thing out?
I think you have
like
a better chance with the Vulcan death grip, you know, where you dig your freaking thing and your thumb into their shoulder.
So Mr. Song, he dips, but we did note before... They leave, Jinwoo gives Joo-hee the essence stone that he got from killing the goblin that he jumped. He's like, I promise to take you out to eat. He says, get yourself some dinner with this. I'll be back to collect the change. So he implies to her, like, I'm not going to die here. And they leave. He sees them leave. He says, good, I'm the only one that has to die. He picks up his sword that he's laying on the ground. And the smackdown begins. So I'm not going to describe the smackdown, but I will say what his monologue. And just know the whole time I'm reading this, he's getting the shit kicked out of him.
Yeah, he's like getting like a kid torturing like
wailed.
A bug or something.
Yes.
Like picking him It'd up like with a spear and like throwing him around.
Oh, yeah. This shit was, I mean, pretty gruesome. He says, I've always been the weakest, and I've been mocked for it time and time again, but I've always tried as hard as I could, and now, this is bullshit. It's bullshit. This is bullshit. I've tried to be stronger, but I couldn't. And even then, I gave it my all to get this far. So he thinks back to what Kim said. He says, you couldn't take any more? We all felt that same way. All you were doing was justifying your own selfishness. That gratitude was purely superficial. It's always the most selfish people who benefit the most. I have family too. I wanted to make it out alive too. It's good that I'm the only one who has to die? How could you think that, you stupid hypocrite? No, I don't want to die. And the sword's coming down to hit him, and he says, if I had one more chance. And right before the sword hits him, the screen goes black, and just like a video game, he gets a notification for the secret quest, Courage of the Weak. It says, you have acquired the qualifications to be a, in all caps, or italics, is glowing, a player. Will you accept? He accepts. It says, your heart will, well, it doesn't say yes or no yet. It says, your heart will stop in 0.02 seconds if you choose not to accept. Will you accept? He clicks yes. Ending song plays.
That's why I didn't know if that was part of the ending. I don't know. Like, the him selecting that was supposed to be like part of the ending song or part of the episode. I'm sure it was part of the episode, but it just, I don't know, it left me with some questions.
It was definitely part of the episode.
So you think he for sure got that? I was kind of hoping he just got like, like, since he was the sacrifice, he's going to get like godly powers from this god because he, you know, trusted him the most or something, and it didn't become a game. It's kind of what I was thinking the whole episode until this part. In my head, I was just like, oh, because, you know, he believed in this god or whatever and did the commandments, he was rewarded with great power, and that's how he leveled up. But yeah, it looks
so
like
the word here is, okay, I'll read this again. So this notification said, the secret quest, Courage of the Weak. So I think that everybody that walked into this dungeon began the secret quest, Courage of the Weak, because anybody in comparison to this thing would probably be considered weak. And then it tells him, you have acquired the qualifications to be a player. So right now, everybody in there was just a hunter, including him. Now we're seeing this word player for the first time. So and we know the show is called Solo Leveling.
Yeah, that's his avatar that he's controlling from the real world to go do his fights in the dungeons.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe. I just think that as a hunter, yes, your level cannot change. But when you become a player, now you can level up. Because he's no longer a hunter, he's a player. But I don't really know. But he met some kind of qualification, and I assume it's that he had faith in this god, or I don't know what it is. I'm curious to find out if Mr. Song would have stayed and got killed, would he have still been granted this same
qualification? I bet he would have.
Okay.
But he ain't the main character, so he had to make it out.
Golly, he's going to regret that. But yeah, it was a shitty part to... I mean, it was the perfect place to end the episode because you're like, damn, I want to watch the next episode. But the ending song, it's called Request by the artist is Craig. K-R-A-G-E.
They sounded familiar, but I've never heard of them, of Craig. So I was like, okay, I just think they sound like a familiar artist, but I've never heard that name in my life.
Mm-hmm. He's being... So here are my notes from the ending song. One, I like the song a lot. Two, there's a bunch of lockers, but only one of them has keys in it. Tons of security cameras and security screens being monitored. Elevators, running down long hallways, watching a TV on just the static. So very paranoia, you know, esque. And so it gives me the hint that maybe him accepting this player qualification is almost like, like, what choice did he have here?
Yeah, I
like
mean,
anybody
he definitely
that's presented
had to,
this quest isn't going to choose no.
Yeah, I don't want to say.
So there's
got to
be a
like,
catch, is what I'm
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, there's got to be a catch, but it's also like, I guess there technically doesn't have to be because, you know, he passed the test in a way with his courage. He shows he's got the gumption to receive this reward, but yeah, there's probably definitely a catch where he either
He's being watched all the time.
Some quality of his life is going to be majorly. It's going to be a gift and a curse type thing, more than likely.
Maybe it's something to do with the title of the show. So maybe it's that he can't fight with anybody else. He has to do everything by himself.
Yeah, well, he's, whether that's part of it or not, we know he's going to be doing shit by himself. But yeah, that would maybe it. He's doomed for a life of loneliness.
Or maybe it's that, yeah, I don't know. I have so many questions, but we have to take some guesses because it's fun to take a guess and then be right. So because we don't know anything, my guess is, based on what we saw in this episode, the ending and the opening, is that by him being a player, he now has the ability to level up, but the rules for him to level up are that he has to fight by himself and defeat the enemies by himself, and he grows his power by absorbing the power from what he destroys. So instead of gaining these essence stones, he has to absorb the essence stones. So they're not worth anything anymore. Can't use them for energy. Can't sell them for his mom, so he's still broke as shit. But he can get stronger. I don't know. That's just my guess.
I mean, maybe because he could do that, and then he could just have a guild pay him or something and be like, yeah, I gotta suck these things up. But like, yeah.
Yeah, but the guilds only pay for the essence stones. That's what they want. They want that you bring the essence stones back.
Fine, just the government then. Just tell the government, like, hey, I can go clean this dungeon out. Like, you ain't gonna make any money, but at least they ain't gonna be showing up in our world. It's a government contractor.
Yeah. Get on those good health benefits for the government, too. But yeah, any guesses from you on what kind of... This is gonna be a dark anime. I mean, you can tell. This shit's going to be dark. It's going to be Jujutsu Kaisen-esque in that people will die, heads will roll, the main character is gonna have a life of turmoil.
I hope they can kind of keep what they had going on in this episode throughout somehow. I don't see how they could. Just like the mental aspect. It wasn't like that crazy, but I like how it wasn't just... Like, obviously, we love the big fight scenes, but it was just cool to see a scenario like this where they're like, okay, they're in like an interesting situation. Like, we can't win this. We got these three commandments and there's like different parts moving and they get to the next step. It's cool to see that in an anime. But now that he can level up, I wonder how much of that they can do where he's going to have to be like, all right, it ain't just about me. I don't think it's going to go like...
Punching this guy.
Yeah, I don't think it's just going to be like Dragon Ball Z level of just like, I just got to keep fighting and I'll grow. But
yeah,
I hope they can keep some of that like thoughtful aspect of it where it's like, I have to do this to move on. You know, like just in a video
game.
That's
why Naruto was so great in Hunter x Hunter, because they thought it was like, it wasn't always just about somebody's jutsu. It was like the combination of jutsus and the combination of
the technique.
What is it called
like
in Hunter x Hunter?
Nen.
Ren, yeah.
Like how the Nen techniques matched up and shit like that. So hopefully it doesn't.
I think
just,
that's how this is going to be. I think you're right.
He's just, yeah. Because I don't know if he's just going to be OP, especially not right away. So he's still maybe like to level up, but probably still have to be pretty heady out there in the battlefield. So I hope they keep that aspect of it, because that's what made this such a good episode. It wasn't like he just unlocked a power and started going off.
Yep. Well, next week's episode is titled... It's episode 3, and it's titled, It's Like a Game. Oh, shoot, how crazy would it be if we find out that this world that he's in is the game, and he gets to come out of the game now, and that better version of himself is his real self, and he just forgot because he's been in this matrix so long.
I mean, that'd suck. Why do you?
Because
gotta,
all of the fighting
scenes
we've seen of
him, they gotta downgrade you in the Matrix. They gotta make you smaller and weaker.
All of the fighting scenes we've seen of him in the opening and ending was of his smaller self that we're used to. So, like, who is this older version of him?
I thought we saw a little bit of both. That's why I was like, at first they like mixed them in. I thought I saw.
Well, they
some,
just
like,
show the taller version is like always him just walking around and like.
I thought
standing.
I saw like the bigger version like fighting, and then it like kind of transitioned like smoothly into the younger version, and then I was like, I was at his teammate, and then I was like, oh shit, they kind of wearing the same jacket and look alike. I've only seen the opening once, though, so I need to obviously watch it a few more times, which I won't till the episode comes out. So
yeah, it's hard to say. I watched it twice. I didn't notice any transitions like that, but it could be there. There's just so much that's new when you first watch a show like this, but I'm very glad that we are doing the weeklies for this, because I'm going to be watching it either way, and I'm already hyped about episode 3. But you got anything else you want to add to this one?
Nope, thanks for listening, and if you came for the anime opening endings where it's postponed indefinitely for now.
No.
Not indefinitely, but...
No, I'm still going to try for next week. We're gonna try and get Colton to be on that episode, but he's got some scheduling things going on, so... Yeah.
Well, it may be a two-person, or... That's why I said
indefinitely. Yeah, we'll see.
I don't want to say indefinitely, like, that doesn't mean...
That makes it sound like we ain't doing it.
Well, that's what you say when you just don't know when it is. Like, yeah, it could be next week, but it could be, like, a month
All
from
I know
now.
Is when an anime comes out with an indefinite hiatus, I'm pissed. I mean, I'm like, guess, okay, these effers.
I mean, like, we could...
We're gonna have a snow delay of 1 week, pending 1 week, 2 weeks possibly.
It's a week-to-week delay, you know? It's basically indefinite.
Yeah, it's a week-to-week delay. We'll get it out when we can, but... I've got nothing else. I'm Jordo.
Brennan.
We are the Evans Bros, also known as the Casual Anime Fanatics. Thank you all for listening. Have a great week, and as always, peace out.